USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
The end of the COVID-19 pandemic is in sight in the U.S.
I am thrilled to report that the FDA has authorized the Pfizer vaccine.
President Trump hailing the final approval from the FDA for emergency use of the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine. The approval comes after an independent panel of experts recommended for the vaccine to be approved. A second vaccine candidate by Moderna could roll out in another week if that one is authorized. The U.S. expects to vaccinate 20 million people by the end of the month. Johnson & Johnson expects to find out if its vaccine candidate is working next month. News of the vaccine comes as new coronavirus restrictions are being instituted. Pennsylvania's suspension of indoor dining, gyms, and theaters, along with some crowd restrictions, took effect at 12:01 Eastern Time this morning. This is USA Radio News.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.